So the topic of the daf, and really the topic of the last three dafin, has been the halachos of a menuda, the halachos of a muhrim, the halachos of excommunication that the Rambam talks about in Perek Vav Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Zayin Hilchos Talmud Torah. So as far as a Reshbayit goes, I thought maybe it would be worthwhile talking and really exploring a little bit on a very simple, superficial level, maybe the most famous person ever to be put into Cherem. So who was the most famous person in Jewish history that was put into Cherem? L'chayra, it was none other than the great Tana, Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol is known as Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti, and the poshut reason is because he was put into Cherem. And as we'll see, there's a fascinating discussion in the Rishonim and the Achronim that really we can only appreciate now that we learned Masechtas Maikotan, Daf Tezvav, and Daf Tezayin, and Daf Yudzayin, in terms of what exactly the nature of the Cherem of Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol was. But in order for us to go through the Rishonim a little bit, we have to take a step backwards and we have to revisit Gemaras that are literally, I mean, we say this a lot, but literally some of the most famous Gemaras in Shas, but just to reacquaint ourselves a little bit with some of the nuances so we could better appreciate the discussion at hand. So the first Gemara, when you explore the Cherem of Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, is the Gemara in the end of the fourth parak in the Sechtes Bava Metziah, Parak Hazov, Daf Nun Tes Amid Beis. The Gemara over there says that there was a machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim regarding a certain oven, what became known as the Tanur Achnai. But this was a certain oven made of earthenware. And the Shaila was, at what point is this oven considered complete that right now it's Roy V'Kabel Toma? Rabbi Eliezer said Bekoi, the Chachamim said Bekoi, and there was a major debate, says the Gemara, in the context of this machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham Tan. Rabbi Eliezer was making argument after argument after argument, and he was trying to prove his position connected to Chachamim. But the Chachamim did not accept any of the arguments that Rabbi Eliezer was saying. So finally, Rabbi Eliezer said, here's the showdown. If I'm right, this carob tree should say testimony. Says the Gemara, immediately, as Rabbi Eliezer said, that the carob tree uprooted itself from its place, and it jumped Meya Amma, 100 Ammas. The Amri La Sam say, Arba Meya Ammas, 400 Ammas. So Rabbi Eliezer turns to the Chachamim and he says, I told you so. Look at what happened. I said, Chruv Zeya Ichiach, then I'm right. And the Chruv just jumped 100 or 400 Ammas. Amri Loi, the Chachamim told him, Emevin Raiman Achruv. The Chruv, he's the Lamdin? He's the person that's going to be Machriya the Shaila? Since when does a Chruv have the ability and the credentials to be Machriya Shaila? Chazav Amalayim, Rabbi Eliezer said, I hear. See, he said, Malacha Kamoisi Amasamayim Yechichu. Let this Amasamayim, this stream of water prove that I'm right. Says the Gemara, Chazav Amasamayim Lachirim. So the stream was going in one direction, and all of a sudden it started going in the other direction. So again, he turned to the Chachamim and he said, you see, I'm right. Amalayim, they told him, Emevi Raim Amasamayim. Just like Emevi and Raya men Achruv, Emevi and Raya men Amasamayim. Chazav Amalayim. So then he told him, in Malacha Kamoisi, Koisli Beis HaMedrash Yechichu. Let the Koisli Beis HaMedrash prove that I'm right. Says the Gemara, Hitu Koisli Beis Medrash Lipa. The Koisli Beis Medrash literally started to fall. Gar Behem Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua was there, and Rabbi Yeshua yelled, Amalehem. He said, Im Talmidei Chachamim Menatzchim Zeh Zeh BaHalacha. He says, if Talmidei Chachamim are going at it in Halacha, Atem Atifchem, what are you getting involved there? Why the Koisli Beis Medrash starting to fall? So the Gemara says, Lo Naflu Mibnei Kvaydish Rabbi Yeshua. The walls didn't fall because of the covenant of Rabbi Yeshua. The Lo Zakhtu, but at the same time, they didn't stand up erect again, Mibnei Kvaydish. And in the times of the Gemara, Damiram knew where this wall was. That was the rest of the story, and it was still in this state where it was leaning a little bit. Why? Because of this ma'isa, says the Gemara Chazav Amalehem. So Rabbi Eliezer again turned to the Chacham and he said, "Malacha k'moisi min hashoy mayim yochichu." So forget about the chruv, the masa mayim, even the koisle based medrash, which are engizapt with Torah. You don't want to prove anything from that. I understand. Abashamayim yochichu, says the Gemara. Yatzis Abaskalam. Abaskal emerged and said, "Malachem eitzel Rabbi Eliezer." He said, "What are you arguing with Rabbi Eliezer? Do you know Rabbi Eliezer is shehalacha k'moisei b'chol makoyim?" The halacha is always like Rabbi Eliezer. Amr Rabbi Shua Raglov. Rabbi Shua got up for Amr and he said, "Loi b'shamayim." Torah is loy b'shamayim. My loy b'shamayim. I'm Rabbi Yirmiya. Kfar nitna Torah me'ar Sinai. Rabbi Shul was trying to say was the Torah was given from Har Sinai. And ein onu mashkichem b'basko. We don't care what the basko says. Shekfar kosaf to b'ar Sinai the Torah, because we have the Torah and the Torah says achrei rabim lahatos. And Rabbi Eliezer is a yochid, even though he was roiv ha'echos. And we're the rabim. We're roiv ha'kamos. And at the end of the day, achrei rabim lahatos. And this is the way we're going to pass it. The Gemara says, as a aside, Ashkechei Rab Nosson Leliyo, Rab Nosson met Eliyo Anavi. Amalei told him, "I ovid kuch brich ba hishaita." What's the Kadosh Baruch Hu doing now? Amalei. So Eliyo Anavi told him, "Kachayich." A Kadosh Baruch Hu smiling. He's very besimcha. The Amar, and he said, "Nitzchuni banai, nitzchuni banai." He's quelling. Kaviyachol. He's so happy that nitzchuni banai, that my children are proving that I'm wrong. Meaning, the Baskel said, Malach HaMetzel Rabbi Eliezer, Shalach HaKamoysa B'chal Mokim. The Chachamim said, we don't care, Eim Ashkichem B'Baskel, and it's Chuni Bonai. And Ebeshtu was very, very happy. Says the Gemara, Amru, Oisei Ayom Heviu Kol Tairus Shetir Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was a Mekel in the Shail of Taner Achnoi, and all the Tairus that Rabbi Eliezer had been Mekel on because of his lenient position about the Tumma status of this Tanner, Usar from Beish, and they burnt it. Finim Nuala, but not just that. They got together and they took a vote. Uberchu. And they put Rabbi Eliezer into Nidoy. Barchu literally means they benched him, but it's a Lashon Saginar, it's a euphemism. They put him into Nidoy, Va'amru, and then the Chachamim said, Mi Yelech V'yodiyoy. Who's going to tell Rabbi Eliezer that he was just put into Cherim? Like, who's going to notify him? Who can tell him? Amalem Rabbi Akiva, Akiva was there. He said, Ani Eilech, I'm going to go. Now, just a little context. Rabbi Akiva is a Talmud Muvik of Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Akiva says, I'm going to go. I'm going to go tell my Rebbe what just happened. I mean, he has to now deliver the news that he was just put into Nidoy. This is going to change Rabbi Eliezer's life forever. And he's the one that's going to tell him. But Rabbi Akiva said, why? We know, you don't ever want to be the person to be the one that breaks the bad news. But Rabbi Akiva said, I'm afraid for someone else to do it. Because if the wrong person does it, out of showing disrespect to Rabbi Eliezer, he may end up destroying the entire world. Rabbi Eliezer was the tzaddik yisoid oilam, and I'm afraid that the entire world is standing on the schusim of Rabbi Eliezer, and who knows if someone talks to Rabbi Eliezer disrespectfully, what that can do. So Rabbi Akiva says, I'll be sensitive to this, let me be the one, I'm willing to take on this mission. So the Gemara says, Ma asa Rabbi Akiva? What did Rabbi Akiva do? Lav ashchayrim, put on black clothing, v'nesativ shchayrim, and he covered himself with black clothing. And he came to Rabbi Eliezer, but he didn't sit within his dalet amos. Rabbi Eliezer turns to his Talmud. He says, Akiva, he says, why are you sitting so far? Oh my Lord, Rabbi Akiva breaks the news. He says, Rabbi, I think that your chaverim, they want to distance themselves from you. And then he told him why. The Gemara says, Afu, as soon as Rabbi Eliezer heard that Kara Begadav, he tore his clothing. V'chalatz minolav, he took off his shoes. V'nishmat, he got off his chair. V'yoshav agabi karka, and he sat on the ground. And zolgu ein of demois. And then Rabbi Eliezer started to cry. Says the Gemara, that because of the tsar that Rabbi Eliezer had, and because of the tears that Rabbi Eliezer cried, loka ha'olam. The world, the entire world economy took a hit. How so? Shlish bezesim. One third of the olives in the world were damaged. Shlish bechitin. A third of the wheat of the world was damaged. Ushlish besoim. And a third of the barley. V'yoshayim. Some say, av batzik shebidei isha tavach. There were women that were literally kneading dough. And all of a sudden, from one second to the next, this looked like this was going to be the nicest. And then all of a sudden, everything went bad. Says the Gemara Tana. Ach gadol haya. There was something even worse that happened on that day. Shebechol mak v'shanasa v'ainav Rabbi Eliezer nisraf. Wherever Rabbi Eliezer would gaze his eyes, literally, wherever Rabbi Eliezer looked, that area would be burnt. V'af Rabbi Gamliel haya babas finna. The Gemara tells the story. Rabbi Gamliel was once on a boat. Meaning there was a big storm. The cowboy, and it looked like the boat that Rabbi Gamliel was on was going to sink. Amar, he said, Kemedum Elisha Ainza Elabish for Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinus. I know why this is happening. It's happening because of the way I treated Rabbi Eliezer. Amar al Raglav Amar. So Rabbi Gamliel gets up and he says, Ribbono Shel Olam, Galav Yadul Lefanecha, Shel Olam Lechvoid Yosisi, Veloy Lechvoid Beis Abba Yosisi, Ela Lechvoidcha, I did it for your COVID, Shel Yarbu Machloikis Be Yisrael. I did it so there should be no Machloikis in Klal Yisrael, Nachayom Mizapi. And as soon as he said that, all of a sudden the storm stopped. One last postscript to this story. The Gemara says, Ima Shalom, this is the Rabbi Eliezer. Ima Shalom was Rabbi Eliezer's wife. Achdei the Rabbi Gamliel Avoy. She was also the sister of Rabbi Gamliel. Mahu Maisa Ve'elach. From the time that this story happened, moving forward, Lehav Shavkalei the Rabbi Eliezer L'meipel Alape. She would never let her husband Rabbi Eliezer go Tachnon. Why? Because she was afraid that when Rabbi Eliezer would go Nefilas Apayim, he was so broken for what happened to him, for the way he was treated, he would be so bitzar and something bad would happen to somebody. One day it was Rosh Chodesh, and there was confusion whether it was Rosh Chodesh or it wasn't Rosh Chodesh. Either way, meaning she thought there's no Tachton today. It turns out there was Tachton. Some say Asa Anya V'Kaya Bava. Some say that as soon as Rebbe Lezer was about to go Tachton, and this was her time to, right, see, no Tachton today, to somehow try to distract him, all of a sudden Ani came to the door. Afikale Rifta, and she went to attend to this Arim man. Ashkechid Enafal Av. She turned around and she saw Rebbe Lezer was in the middle of Tachlin. Amrele, she said, Kum. She got up and she told Rebbe Lezer, let's go. Katlis Lachi. My brothers died. Adahachi Nafik, literally, as she said it, Nafik Shippurim based Rabbi Gamliel the Shachar. Word got out, Rabbi Gamliel, who was the one that oversaw this whole nidoy of Rabbi Eliezer, he had died. Amr Allah, so Rabbi Eliezer said, Mina Yadis, how did you know this? Amr Allah, she told him, Kach Mikublani Bidei Sabi Abba. I'm going to tell you the Messiah that I have. Kol Asha'arim Ninalu Chutz Mishariyana. That all the gates in heaven are closed. But the Shari I know, if someone tampers with somebody else, that's dangerous. And I knew how much Tzar Rabbi Gamliel caused you, and that's why I was afraid of how this was going to go. That's a fascinating story. We just learned another Amid Gemara's. Make up for the Amid in my cotton that we didn't learn. But either way, this is a whole Amid Gemara, where the Gemara tells this fascinating story of Rabbi Eliezer, where Rabbi Eliezer ends up in Nidui. But there's another very, very important Gemara that we have to learn. A shorter Gemara. And that's Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Samaches. The Gemara says, Kishachalu Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was sick. Nichnesu Rabbi Kiva v'chaver of Levakra. Rabbi Kiva and his chaverim, they all came to him v'vakra chayla. Says the Gemara, Hu yosh v'kinev shaloi, v'hen yoshvin v'traklin shaloi. They were keeping a little bit of a distance. Says the Gemara, v'oseyayim Erev Shabbos. It was Erev Shabbos. V'nichnes Hurkinis b'noi lachlitz tefillin. And Hurkinis, who was the son of Rabbi Eliezer, entered his father, Rabbi Eliezer's room, to take off his tefillin. The Gemara says, Gar boy, that Rabbi Eliezer, as soon as his son walked in, he yelled at him, V'yotza ben Azifa, and he left ben Azifa, which has new meaning after learning Ma'ikot and Daft Hazayin. Says the Gemara, Amra lehem lechaveirov, kimeduma anisha taitai shal abba nitrifa. Either way, the Gemara says they were able to prove from that story that Rabbi Eliezer was still in his das. I mean, they knew he was very sick. They knew it was literally the final moments of his life. But from this story, I'm skipping a little bit, they were able to tell that he was still okay. Amar lehem, so Rabbi Eliezer turns to Rabbi Akiva v'chaveirv, and he says, Lama basim, why are you here? He says, what are you doing here? Amar lehem, they told him, Lumay Taira banu. So he came to learn Taira. Amar lehem, so he told him, now? Ba'ad achsham lama lehem basim, where have you been for the longest time? You haven't been here. Amar lehem, they said, Lehayu lanu p'nai. It's fascinating. So we didn't have time. They're talking to Rabbi Eliezer. Amar lehem, Rabbi Eliezer told him, Tomi ani am yamusu misas atzman. It would be a wonder to me. I would be shocked and stunned and flabbergasted if you end up dying a natural death. Amar lehem, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was there. And he said, Shalima, what about me? Amar lehem, shalcha kasha mishalahem. Yours is going to end up being the worst. The Gemara says that at that time, Rabbi Eliezer, he started expressing the tzar that he had, that he wasn't able to spend time with his talmidim. And he starts saying, Harbi Torah lamadati, v'harbi Torah limadati. He starts talking about all his greatness and learning. It's a fascinating, fascinating Gemara. We have to go weiter. So the Gemara says that finally, at the end of this whole story, and Rabbi Eliezer's bitzar, and he's telling his talmidim, do you realize what you missed out because of the fact that you didn't spend more time with me? Says the Gemara, they asked him a shayla. Amar lehem, Rabbi Eliezer answered, and he said tahar, which was his psak with the Tanur Achnoi. He said tahar, v'yatzah neshmasai b'tahayra. And as soon as he said that word, it was yatzah neshmasai, and Rabbi Eliezer's neshama left this world, it left this world b'tahayra. Amar Rabbi Yeshua al raglav, Rabbi Yeshua got up, v'amar, and he said, huter aneder, huter aneder. He said, Rabbi Eliezer, we know the sugi is a mesachtes moikot, that when a person dies, he takes nidui with him into the next world. That's why on the orin, and that's why when I maspid him, and that's why when I'm alava him. But he said, huter aneder, huter aneder. Maitzoy Shabbos pogav by Rabbi Akiva. Min kisri lelud, Rabbi Akiva met the levaya, and the Gemara says Rabbi Akiva was makib of sara. He was literally causing himself to bleed. Taisa's famous kasha. What do you mean? I thought it's mitarki amayri, and I'll let it do it. It says in the Torah, loisuskay dedo, the famous teretz that the Noida Yehuda based why he was masped the Pnei Yeshua, even though he wrote in his Tzava not to be masped the raid that we've spoken about in the past. But either way, and he started crying, Rabbi Akiva, and he said, Avi, Avi, Rechav Yisrael, Ufarash of Harbe Mois, Yeshli, Ve'en Lishulchani, Laratzlaisim. Two very, very classic Gemaras. But one thing is clear from these Gemaras, and that is Rabbi Eliezer, after the story with the Tanner, he was put into Nidoy. That's what happened. Rabbi Eliezer was put into Nidoy. So first things first, What did Rabbi Eliezer do to deserve to be put into Nidoy? What happened? Why exactly was he put into Nidoy? So the truth is, it's a Mefurish Gemara. It's a Gemara Masechtas Brachos, Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Be'esrim v'arba mekoymois, Bezdin menadin al kvoid harav. There are 24 examples of where Bezdin put someone into Nidoy because of kvoid harav, because of the fact that this person didn't give proper kovid to a Rebbe. And in that sugya, the Gemara mentions, the Gemara invokes the Maisa with Rabbi Eliezer. And it's Muchach that the reason Rabbi Eliezer was put into Nidoy is because of Kfoid HaRav. Because he fought against Rabbi Gamliel, who was the Nasi, and Rabbi Yeshua, who was the Av Beis Din, and really against all the Chachamim. And it's because of Kfoid HaRav that he was put into Nidoy. If you were going to revisit the Rambam's list of 24 and try to see which one Rabbi Eliezer fits into, it's probably the first one. The first of the 24, the Rambam says, is Hamivaza Es HaChacham. Now this is not mamish mevaza sachacham, but if you look in the Kesef Mishnah says, how does the Rambam know that if someone's mevaza or chacham, the halacha is that he gets put into nidoy? So he says, ayin brach is daf yotesam et aleph, where the Gemara says, be'etzrim v'arba mekoymos menadin al kvoid harav. He quotes this Gemara, and this Gemara quoted Rabbi Eliezer. So it's what the Rambam refers to as a mevaza sachacham, and that's the reason that Rabbi Eliezer was put into chayim. But here's the shayim. And again, this is a shaila that really jumps off the page now that we're learning the sugyas of Masechtas Ma'akan. We've been learning that there's two different levels, there's two different madrigas of nidoy. There's what's known as the menuda, and it's what's known as the muhram. The menuda being the lower level, the muhram being a lot more severe. Which one was Rabbi Eliezer put into? Was Rabbi Eliezer put into a state of nidoy? Or was Rabbi Eliezer put into a state of cheirim? So if you look in Rashi, in Bava Metzia Daf Nun Tes, and Tosfos in Bava Metzia Daf Nun Tes, and the Ritva in Bava Metzia Daf Nun Tes, they all say Rabbi Eliezer was a menuda. Rabbi Eliezer was chayiv nidoy. Like the Gemara says, Be'etzim v'arba mekoyma yizbezdim minadin al kvoid harav. The Rambam says, al arba v'etzim dvarim minadin esa adam. Rabbi Eliezer fit into one of those categories, category one, the way the Rambam lists it. So he was put into a state of nidui. So Rabbi Eliezer was a menudi. He wasn't a muhrim. He wasn't on that more severe level. He was on the lower level. Stating that, the Ramban, right here, Masechtas Bava Metzia, is Mayrach. And the Ramban says, that's not the case. The Ramban brings no less than six rayas that Rabbi Eliezer wasn't put into nidui, but rather Rabbi Eliezer was put in to cheirim. Says the Ramban, we're not going to go through all of them, but says the Ramban, he says, the Gemara says when they put Rabbi Eliezer into Nidoy, what's the Lashon of the Gemara? It doesn't say they put him into Nidoy. The Gemara wouldn't use a Lashon like that. How could you say those words out of your mouth when you're talking about Rabbi Eliezer? So the Gemara used the Lashon Saginar. The Gemara says, Barchu, they benched him. Meaning, they did the opposite of that. So says the Ramban, this is like a classic. Says the Ramban, what's the opposite of Bracha? The opposite of bracha, the antithesis of bracha is klala. Klala is a lashon of oror. The Gemara says in my Katan Tezayin, oiru meirois, and the Gemara said oror. And what did oror mean? The Gemara said cherim. So the word oror actually means cherim. It doesn't mean nidoy. So says the Ramban, a tover nifla. He says, if the lashon the Gemara used euphemistically was berchu, that means what did really happen? The opposite of bracha. What's the opposite of bracha? Aror is not menud, it's cherim. So says Ramban, I see it from the Gemara itself. From the fact that the Gemara said barchu, that's a raya that it must have been aror, and aror is cherim. Besides, says Ramban, I'll bring you klarer rayas. He says, the Gemara says that as soon as Rabbi Eliezer was told, Rabbi Akiva tells Rabbi Eliezer, he breaks the news to him, and he tells him, Rebbe, I can't say this, but you know, unfortunately right now you're in a state of nidur. So the Gemara says, what was the first thing that he did? He took his shoes off. So says the Ramban, the Gemara says in my cotton, menuda. Yeah, nilas asandal or no nilas asandal, and the Gemara is not poshed it. It's a boy of the layifshita. The Gemara said teiku. We don't know why is it teiku. Bring a ray from Rabbi Eliezer. See, Rabbi Eliezer took his shoes off. Elamai wasn't a menuda. He was a muhrim. A muhrim is more chamer. Says I'll tell you another ray. The Gemara says that what did Rabbi Eliezer do as soon as he heard the news? He got off his chair. Why did he get off his chair? Why do you sit on the floor? Because it's din kfiyas hamita. You have to take all the chairs, the couches, the benches. Right, the mita today is where you sleep, but once upon a time it was also where you sat. So you have to take the mita and you have to flip it over. Says the Ramban. The Gemara says in my kan daf tesvav, the sugyas that we're learning, a menud is any chayiv lechafos. He doesn't have to do it. So why did he do it? Must be that's what happened. He says the Gemara says he rice kriya. He rice kriya. Says the Gemara rice kriya. The Gemara in Ma'akan Daf Tezvav says that a menudah doesn't rise kriya. So why was he doing all these things? So says Rabbah, must be he wasn't a menudah, he was a muhrim, and a muhrim is more severe than a menudah, and that's why he did all these things. He says, besides, I'll bring you the biggest raya in the world. Because the Gemara says, what's the primary difference between a menudah and a muhrim? The primary difference is what? A menudah is allowed to learn Torah from somebody, and he's allowed to teach Torah to somebody. He's allowed to work for somebody else, and he's allowed to hire somebody else. The muhrim is allowed to learn Torah by himself. Kadesh loy teshakach. He shouldn't forget his learning. But loy shoynin, v'loy shoynin loy. Ain't no soicher, and he can't be soicher somebody else. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that for all the years of Rabbi Eliezer, the rest of his life, all the chachamim were perish from him. Nobody went to him. So he says, if nobody went to him, why not? What was the reason the chachamim would have been perish from him? The reason the chachamim must have been perish from him was because they held he was a muhrim. Because if he was a menudah, it's a mefurash gemara. You can learn Torah from him. You realize the mysterious nefesh of Rabbi Akiva v'chaver have not learned Torah by Rabbi Eliezer? You know what Rabbi Eliezer was? You kol chachmi Yisrael on one side, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkis on the other side, bin machri everybody. We know Rabbi Eliezer is. The Basko said, alocha kamoisei b'chol mokoy. So why would they have been punished? The Teretzin says, Rabban, they obviously had no choice. It wasn't an option for them to do anything else. So says the Rabban, it's posher to me that he was a muhrim. Oh, but fake the Rabban, if he was a muhrim, hagufa kasha, why? Why was he a muhrim? He was a mevazes hachachem, let's say. Let's say he fell into one of the categories of b'chof dalad mekoymes menadin, mishum kvoid arav. But why cheirim? Why would he have been put into cheirim? Says the Ramban, you have to say, because Rabbi Eliezer was persisting. He was going again and again and again. He said, chruv yoychiyach, amas amayim yoychiyach, koisle beis hamedrish yoychiyach. And the chachamim saw it, not just as one act, but it was another and another and another. And just like someone that remains and he doesn't have charata on his nidoy, at some point he gets upgraded to being in a state of cherim. That's what happened in that one event. That is essentially the way it played out. And it's for that reason they put him into cherim. So says the Ramban, not like Rav of the Rishonim. Rabbi Eliezer wasn't a menuda, but rather Rabbi Eliezer was a muhrim. And then the Ramban says something that's hard to believe. He says something that Ulmali Mikra Amra, if not someone on the caliber and the Ramban would say, this is something we would never be able to say. Listen to this line. It's the last line in the Ramban in this long piece. He says, V'ilu hayra l'maisa b'zman abayis. Had Rabbi Eliezer paskin, what he paskin, l'maisa b'zman abayis, hayo nasin zokin mamre. He would have been treated like a zokin mamre. L'fichach echmiru olav, that's why they were so machmer on him, uberchu. And they benched him. In other words, they put him into a state of cher. The Ramban says that Rabbi Eliezer's story in the Tanur Achnoi is exhibit, it's a prototype of Zaki Mamre. That someone on the caliber of Rabbi Eliezer, he's going connected all the Chachamim. He said this was a might. I mean, how could you say this? Zaki Mamre was Chayv Skidla. So he said that if this would have happened, Bizman Abayas. But his Lashon is, V'ilu Hayra L'maisa. Meaning, no one says Rabbi Eliezer would have paskin L'maisa. But V'ilu Hayra L'maisa Bizman Abayas. If this would have happened, Bizman Abayas, Hayanas and Zaki Mamre, and the Ramban says it's Lefichach, it's for that reason, Hechmiru Olav Berchu. I saw Chiddush Noir. Again, this is like Chiddush Al Gabi, Chiddush Al Gabi, Chiddush. But I saw an unbelievable Chiddush in the Chavis Yar. We've quoted over the years, Shailos Yeshuvas Chavis Yar, Simin Tzadik Dalet. And the reason it's something that we've gone back to many times is because the Chavis Yar, Rabbi Yar Bachrach, he wrote a kuntris on Klali Apsak, and he included it in his Tshuva Sefer. So it's in Simen Tzadik Dalet. It's several pages long. And it's really like a Kitzer Shulchan Aruch as it relates to Klali Apsak. So, you know, whenever you think of Klali Apsak, so you think of the Yad Malachi and all the different Svarim that are very helpful. The Yosef wrote a Sefer on Klali Apsak. But one of the important Mar Mekoymes in the world of Klali Apsak is Shailos Tshuvas Chavis Yar Simen Tzadik Dalet. So in that Simen, he talks about the concept of Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti. We know Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti. So what does Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti mean? What it means is we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. That we don't paskin halacha l'maisa like Rabbi Eliezer. The question is, why not? So there's a major machlokes rishonim. Literally, you have half the rishonim in the world on one side, and the other half of the rishonim are on the other side. Some rishonim say, what does it mean, Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti? It means this gemara. Shamuti is a lashon of shamta, as we've been learning the last few dafin. And you see, Rabbi Eliezer was in a state of nidoy, and that's really what it means. And because he was in a state of nidoy, so it's for that reason he's known as Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti. The other pshat, that the Rishonim say, and really it comes from a Yerushalmi, that Shamuti is not from the Lashon of Shamta, it's from the Lashon of Shammai. Rabbi Eliezer was a Talmud of Beis Shammai. We've spoken about this countless times, and being that we don't paskin like Beis Shammai, it's for the same reason that we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. But the truth is, if you think about it, if you're misplaining for a second, we're learning the sugyas now of Nidoy. Let's say the Pshat of Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti is the Pasha Pshat. It means that he was in Shamta, he was in a state of Nidoy. That's a reason that we shouldn't paskin like him? Where do you find that if someone was put in Nidoy, we don't paskin like him? I mean, we literally went through all the Gemaras. We're already back to Veilu Magalchim now. We returned to our regular program. We've gone through everything. Where do you find a Makar that if someone's in a state of Nidoy, that the halach is that because the person's in a state of Nidoy, so therefore we'll never paskin like him? Meaning, the Pashup Shad in Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti is the Chayre very shver. Bishleim Shamuti doesn't mean Shamta. It's nothing to do with the Gemara in Bava Metzia Nuntes and the Gemara Sanhedrin Samaches. Shamuti is Miloshin Shamai, so I understand. But if Shamuti is Miloshin Shamta, why is that a reason we shouldn't paskin like Rebbe Eliezer? What's Pashup Shat? Aleph Beis. What's the Pashup Shat? So the Chavis Yor says like this. He said that he saw in a sefer from a certain Goyen that he told, that he said as Apshat. He said that being that the Ramban says that if Rebbe Eliezer would have been alive at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, he would have been judged like a Zaki Mamre. He would have been Chayef Misa. You can't even say this, but I'm just going to quote the Chavis Yar. So it says the Chavis Yar, so it comes out, he was Chayef Misa. The Haya Kaloi Haya. So Rebbe Eliezer, even though he was alive, he was Kaloi Haya. Ukemes, Ubatl, who? Ubatlu Shmur Aysav. Lechein Lekamelon Kavasa. This is what the Chavis Yar says. I don't know what that means, but that's what he says. Because he was like a Zaki Mamre, so it's for that reason. So he was treated like a mace, as if he was bottle, and he was loy haya, and it's for that reason, like Kaimelon Kavas. But anyway, this is the Machlokes Rishonim. We have Rashi and Tosfos and the Ritva that says that it's true, Berchu, they put Rabbi Eliezer in Cherem. But it was Nidoy, it was the much lesser, the less severe version of it. The Ramban says, no, he was put in Cherem. And then the Ramban says, not only was he put in Cherem, but had he been alive the times of the Beis HaMikdash, and he would have maintained this position, he would have been treated like a Zaki Mamre with this Chiddush Sisrei Torah that the Chavis Yor brings, b'shem a certain Darshan. But either way, the Radal can't talk this long about Rabbi Eliezer and not quote the Radal. So the Radal, Rabbi David Luria, he wrote a Pirish, a classic Pirish on Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. And he wrote several Hakdamas to his Pirish on Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. One of them is called Kuntres Emek HaBracha. That's the name of the Hakdama. It's called Kuntres Emek HaBracha. The topic of Kuntres Emek HaBracha, the newer versions of it, it's 9 pages long. I would imagine in some of the older versions it was longer. Oisius Katanis. This is very, very long. And he wrote a very, very long introduction. And the subject matter is the Nidui of Rabbi Eliezer. What was it? Was he a Menuda? Was he a Mukhrim? What exactly was it? And he brings the Ramban. That's how he starts. And he brings that most of the Rishonim argue with the Ramban. And then he says, Lashonis, just listen. Vaniba Niyi. He says, who am I compared to the Ramban? I should put offer in my mouth. I can't be Mahar. He said, but what should I do? I have such kanois for the Tana HaKadosh Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. He says, I have no choice and I have to defend Rabbi Eliezer. And he said, Laham Lutzchus Neged Mashehevi Olav Rabbeinu HaRamban Zal Chet Gadol V'Hashem HaToiv Yechaper Bad. He says, I don't understand. I don't know why the Ramban would have been Dan Rabbi Eliezer L'Kaf Chayva. He says, why? Why do you have to do that? Most of the Rishonim didn't learn like him. Which means the Rishonim had aces to all the kashas that the Ramban has. So he said, if Rabbi the Rishonim didn't hold this way, so he says, I don't understand why he held this way. So he goes through, does the Radal, all the kashas that Ramban asked, he brings all the Rishonim's teretz. It's literally, it's a deep dive into today's daf, yesterday's daf, and the day before's daf. So if you want a beautiful context to learn these last few daf in Be'ian, this Kuntres Emek HaBracha is where it's at. So he goes through the whole thing and he says like this, Soif Dover, Achri She'ein Raya Brula, that's Ramban's Abuzah. All the kashas the Ramban asked, we can deflect. V'gam Chalukin Olav Harbe Emer Rishonim Zal. And most of the Rishonim argued with him. Nu Chaloimar, so we could say, Betach Lani Es Daiti, and this is for Avi, he said,
that we can say the cherem lo yia. Avi Langer, the cherem lo yia. So he says the words the cherem lo yia is bigamatria 350. He said, if you take the koil, it's three words. So the cherem is one, lo yia is two, yia is three, right? The koil, you can always add one for the word. So if you take the koil, you're going to end up with not 315, 318, which is the exact gematria of Eliezer. So he says, the Baruch Hashem, the cherem lo yia is Eliezer. Eliezer is nishtin cherem. Menuda? Yeah, the Gemara says he's a menuda. Of a cherem nisht. This is what he says. This is part one of Kuntras Emek Abracha. Part two says the Radal, the Lule the Mistafina, I think, that not only, not like the Ramban, that Rabbi Eliezer wasn't put in Cherem, and not only was he, that not, but in addition to that, he wasn't put into Nidoy either. And he said, I think that Rabbi Eliezer was never really put into Cherem. Nothing. Nothing. It's never happened. He was never put into Cherem, and he was never put into Nidoy. So says the Radal, what do you mean? These are Gemaras. These are often Gemaras. I mean, the Rabban has raised, it was Cherem. The Cherem was, yeah, it's a Gematria, but he was put into, something happened to Berchu, they didn't learn by him. So he says, what happened was, is they told Rabbi Eliezer that you're going to have to be in a Nidui type relationship with the Chachamim. I mean, you can't come to Beis Medrash anymore. And the reason is because Rabbi Gamliel was so afraid that Rabbi Eliezer was going to bring machloikas. It's for that reason he said, we have no choice. We have to keep a distance. What did Rabbi Gamliel say when it was Omadol of Nachshol Shalyam? So Rabbi Gamliel said, Golav yadu lefnei lefanecha. Shaloi lechfoi di asisa v'loi lechfoi besaba asisi. Elo shaloi yarba machloikas b'yisro. That was Rabbi Gamliel said. That's what he was worried about. He was worried about Rabbi Eliezer. He was worried about machloikas coming. So he said, stay away from Beis Medrash. But he wasn't ever really put into Cherem. And says the Radal, if you're not sure I'm right, I'm going to tell you three rayas. We'll mention them super quickly. But he said, I'm going to tell you three rayas. He says, I have three mefurish rayas. He said, you know what the mefurish raya is? He says, the Gemara says in Masech to Sanhedrin that he came to visit Rabbi Eliezer. And what happened? Hyrcanus, Rabbi Eliezer's son, comes in and he wanted to take tefillin off his father. So and he yelled at him. And then they realized that he still was bedas. They weren't sure. He yelled at him. He was wearing tefillin. We learned the Gemara. Menudah's like a novel. He doesn't wear tefillin. So Frank the Radal, how come no one asked his kasha? How was he wearing tefillin? He's not allowed to be wearing tefillin. He says, not just that. The Gemara says in Sukkah Chav Ches Amid Aleph, Rabbi Eliezer said that he never went to Al Ramos to play tefillin. It sounds like probably his whole life. But it doesn't sound like he ever took his tefillin off. So how was he able to wear tefillin? L'chari is not allowed to wear tefillin. He brings another right. The Gemara says, there's an Avos Rab Nosson in the 16th Perek, where it's Mavur in the Avos Rab Nosson that after Ima Shalom, who was Rabbi Eliezer's wife, died, Rabbi Eliezer got married again. The Gemara says he married Bas Achoisai, his niece. It's an Avos Rab Nosson, not a Gemara. It's an Avos Rab Nosson. He married Bas. We've quoted this Avos Rab Nosson before. The Avos Rab Nosson tells the story of the greatness of Rabbi Eliezer. Sheker Achein Behevel Ayoifi, Isha Yiris Hashem Hitasalol, and the greatest. We always think of Eshes Poitifa, and the Avos Rab Nosson tells the story with Rabbi Eliezer. And in that context, it's clear he married Bas Achoisai. A menuda is also B'tash B'shamita. It's a Gemara. We learned the Gemara. Also, B'tash Amita. So, how was he allowed to marry Bas Achoisai? After Ima Shalom, Ima Shalom was alive at the time that the whole story happened. How do you know Ima Shalom was alive at the time that the whole thing happened? Because in the Gemara, in Bava Metzion Nuntes, Ima Shalom is there. So, obviously, Ima Shalom is alive. So, how was he allowed to get married again? I thought he was also B'tash Mishamita. But then he has another Raya. This Raya is such a starker Raya. It's a bomb kasha. The Gemara says in Kedushin Daf Yud Beis, Rav, the Amora Rav was mangid. He was mangid man de mashal le shamte de rabban and talsin yoimin. He would give malchus to a person that was in a state of nidui for 30 days and he didn't do everything in his ability, in his human capacity to get out of nidui. So he said, how did Rabbi Eliezer allow himself to be in a state of nidui for the rest of his life? He should have gotten out of the nidui. He could have gotten out of it. All he had to do was be chayzer and he would have been out. So you'll tell me he didn't want to. He has a chiyuv to. Rav used to give malchus for someone that didn't. The Teretz says he was never in Nidoy. This was never a real Nidoy. He brings other eyes as well. He said he was never ever in Nidoy. So must be. Then, so what was it? He said they were just trying to distance himself a little bit from Beis Medrash. And the reason is because really, This whole story, you know, we learned this Gemara, and the takeaway is, oh, Rabbi Eliezer, I mean, here, you know, we started Brachas Dabbeis. Rabbi Eliezer was 28 years old. He didn't even know Kriya Shema. And then the first time that's mentioned in Shas is, Me'emes HaKriya Shema Ba'arvin, Rabbi Mishosh HaKianim Nechlas, and Lachabit Shemas HaMatzayif HaShmur, Rishayim Nediv Rabbi Eliezer. He's the first time mentioned, and he's the first man, the Omar, and the Sugis of Kriya Shema. Right, the whole, the beginning, the first few chapters of Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, he's the last time mentioned in Shas. And yet, here he has the ending of Rabbi Eliezer's life. Life is so confusing, right? It's like so hard to understand. So which is Rabbi Eliezer, the greatest Tana of all time, or is Rabbi Eliezer le'idach Yisa? The teretz is, the way to understand Bava Metzia Nuntas, and the way to understand Sanhedrin Samaches, and the way to understand Brachas Yotas is by appreciating who Rabbi Eliezer was. Rabbi Eliezer, according to the Ramban, was put into a state of cherem. Why would he even put into cherem? The Ramban himself struggles to understand why he was put in cherem. The teretz is because of who Rabbi Eliezer was. He was so great. And here you have Rabbi Eliezer who says something not like the Chachamim. They were worried. If someone else says something not like the Chachamim, it's not the end of the world. You know, in a way, to be called a Zaken Mamre is the greatest compliment you can be called. Because in order to be a Zaken Mamre, you have to qualify to be a Zaken Mamre. But the point is, it's because of Rabbi Eliezer's greatness that they felt, Shloyar b'machloikis b'Yisrael, that Rabbi Eliezer is, he can't be around. He was Shammai, but he was Tamid of Shammai as well, and therefore they said, Rabbi Eliezer, maybe it's not such a good idea. He was never put into Cherem, said the Ravdal. They would have never done it to him. The Ravdal, the great defender of Rabbi Eliezer, said, that's not possible. But rather, what happened was he was told not to come to Beis Medrash, but it never had to conform and comply with all the halachas of Nidoy. That's why Rabbi Eliezer never felt an obligation to take himself out of the Nidoy. That's where Rabbi Eliezer was able to wear tefillin. That's why Rabbi Eliezer was, the Ravdal says, you know, they didn't learn Torah, Rabbi Eliezer, right? That was the Ramban's Grace Araya. They learned Torah. He says, the truth is that that last day, the Gemara says, Pshas P'ti Rasa. If you go through the Gemara in Sanhedrin, they learned so much Torah from him. Rabbi Eliezer's son, Hyrcanus, learned Torah from him. There were those that did learn Torah, Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva the Chaverev didn't. They had to distance themselves from him. But he never had a din of a real Menuda. He never had a din of a real Mukhrim. The bottom line is, we learned the Sugis of Nidoy, the Sugis of Cherem. The most famous person to ever be put into Cherem was Rabbi Eliezer Agadol. It's Mefurish Gemara. But at the same time, we have a major shaila, great debate. It's fascinating on a halachic level, fascinating on a theological level, just from a hashkafa level, that Rabbi Eliezer would have been put into cherem is a fascinating concept. What was the nature of it? According to Rav Rishonim, he was a menuta, the lowest level of nidoy. The Ramban says he was a mukhrim. The Ramban utters words that we can't even repeat, that had it been in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, he would have been judged as a zaki mamre. And then the Radal, the great defender of Rabbi Eliezer, the Radal says, Ichab Rayas, he wasn't a Menudah, he wasn't a Mukhrim. He was told not to come to Beis Medrash. And like Rabbi Gamliel told the Nachshol Shebiyam, why Shloyar b'machloikis b'Yisrael? Precisely because he was so great, and because he had a little bit of a different Messiah, it wasn't Kedai, it wasn't worth it. Picture the times, right? The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, everything is upheaval, everyone trying to make sure there's going to be a clearly defined Messiah. This is the way we're going to do it. The way we're going to do it is by doing certain things that really very, 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 very painful things. Rabbi Eliezer was told not to come to Beis Medrash, but Rabbi Eliezer was never formally put into any Nidoy or in any Cherem.